This is The Next Gear. I'm Matt Kelly for PodTech.net. We are here at the Alternative Car Expo in Santa Monica, and I'm joined by Dana Myers of Myers Motors. Dana, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Welcome.
Tell me about Myers Motors. You've got a great little electric car here.
We have a, if you want to go on the highway in Los Angeles and beat the traffic, you can buy our vehicle. It's all electric and it goes in the carpool lanes, 70 miles an hour. It is a single passenger vehicle. It's registered as a motorcycle. It's three wheels, two wheels in the front and one wheel in the back.
And how is it powered?
It is powered by all electricity. We have a belt drive in the back. And as I mentioned, it goes 70 miles an hour.
And how does it recharge? You just plug it into an outlet?
You can plug into any 110 outlet and it'll charge in about 6 to 8 hours. If you need faster charging, you could get a charger for 220 volts. It'll charge it up to 95% full in about 45 minutes.
And are you using some sort of lithium ion battery?
Right or? Now, this 50% of people in the United States travel 30 miles or a day or less. And so this is aimed at that market. Right now, we're just using standard lead acid batteries for those people that are going 30 miles a day or less.
And tell me about the promise of this vehicle for certainly Los Angeles commuters, as well as those perhaps in other major metropolitan areas.
Well, the promise of this vehicle is, A, it already exists, so you can buy it today. Two, it does get you back and forth to work on the freeways, and it's the only one that can do that. It's an affordable price, and it doesn't contribute to any of the air pollution.
And how much is this vehicle going to run the average consumer?
The average consumer would pay about $25,000 for this vehicle.
And that's fairly affordable, don't you think?
I think it's very affordable.
You know, when I drive on the interstates and certainly coming over here for this expo, I was looking at most of the people who were driving and most of them were single occupant in their vehicles.
And that was one of the reasons for making this a single occupant vehicle is because 65% of all the miles traveled in America are one person in the vehicle. So it makes it very economical. It makes it less use of resources.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything else that you want to add about Myers Motors and the alternative fuel technology in general?
I think alternative fuels in general, I think electric is the way to go. There's already an infrastructure set up for electricity. They have it to be generated. They have it to be delivered. The technology is existing technology. Batteries fit how people drive today. As batteries get better, which people are spending hundreds of millions of dollars on, you know, the ranges are just going to get better. And so, you know, start today. Myers Motors just believes that this is the wave of the future, and that's why we got into the all-electric vehicles.
And where are you located?
We are located actually in Talmadge, Ohio, is where we're doing our manufacturing. So these are made all in the United States.
And where can we find out more information?
myersmotors.com.
Dana Myers of Myers Motors, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
For The Next Gear, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.